Here's your KNDY weather high forecast, powered by weatherology.com. For northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska, a winter weather advisory is in effect for Thursday morning. Mainly cloudy today, high of 58, winds breezy from the south. Tonight's cloudy, areas of rain, then freezing rain, before changing over to all snow. Low near 19, a dusting to an inch of snowfall possible. Chance of snow early on Thursday with some blowing snow. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 46.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the President's Task Force on Rural Prosperity officially released its report at the Farm Bureau meeting. Cabinet officials made a lot of recommendations in the report for improving the quality of life in rural America, including more online conductivity and more training programs. The report says that only 39% of rural America is able to access adequate broadband. Now, as far as employment, it's been growing more slowly in rural districts compared to urban areas, going as far back as 1970. Plus, it's no longer just young people that are leaving rural areas and heading for the big city. The report says it's important to build public confidence in the oversight of biotechnology. ProAg reporting last month that universities and small companies view the Trump deregulation push as a good opportunity to streamline the approval process for GMOs. The task force also mentioned the importance of trade to rural communities, but at the same time towed the company line on creating more fair trade deals. With U.S. grain prices and demand for grain products likely not change much at all, that forecast comes from Dr. Keith Coble, an Ag and Economics Department head at Mississippi State. He said unless some kind of major market disruption occurs, like an intense weather damage or overseas market change, 2018 will look a lot like 2017. He said we're not going to see anything that will significantly move the market up or down in the short term, but he said we're going to see more sideways movement in the market. He did call cotton one of the most promising commodities for the year ahead. He looked at outlooks for many of the major commodities like corn, soybeans, wheat, cotton, rice, predicting very little change when he spoke to folks. He also talked about the future of crop insurance. He said the overall percentage of the farm bill taken up by the commodity program has diminished because of the shift away from the Title I program and towards crop insurance. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Around here, if you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Expect the unexpected. And while you're at it, protect yourself too. With multi-peril crop insurance, you can insure your yield or revenue and weatherproof yourself. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Governor Brownback is counting on growth in state revenues to pay for his proposal to boost spending on public schools. The budget proposals that the governor released this morning have received backlash from lawmakers. Brownback is proposing to phase in a $600 million increase to aid public schools over 5 years to meet a Kansas Supreme Court mandate to boost education funding. Senate Budget Committee Chairwoman Carolyn McGinn called his proposals irresponsible. On the flip side, Budget Director Sean Sullivan said growing revenues from a strong national economy will cover the cost. A Kansas lawmaker who suggested at a public forum that blacks were predisposed to abusing drugs has resigned from two committee leadership jobs. Representative Steve Alford from the western Kansas town of Ulysses faced calls on social media and a black lawmaker to leave office altogether from critics who saw his remarks as racist. Alford has apologized and said his remarks were wrong. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros during our Ready to Refresh event. Save up to $40 on American Standard toilets and save $10 on a Delta Brush Nickel two-handle bath faucet, now just $39. Save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick it up at our pro desk. Faucet offer valid through 1/28/18. Toilet offer valid through 3/18/18. See store for details.
The Wichita RV and Outdoor Show is this week, January 10th and 14th at Hartman Arena. Don't be fooled by pretenders. New year, new show, new venue, but the same one and only Wichita RV. Wichita RV has been selling and servicing recreational vehicles for over 25 years. Shop this year's real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show and take advantage of the best savings of the year on a huge selection of RVs in every price range. And during the show only, get show deals and special show financing. The real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show at Hartman Arena this week only, January 10th. To the 14th.
The ACLU has asked a federal judge to hold Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach in contempt of court, alleging that he has refused to comply with multiple orders. This latest skirmish stems from a judge's earlier judgment ordering Kobach to register for all federal elections people who register to vote at driver's license offices, regardless of whether or not they provided documentary proof of citizenship. The group filed the motion Monday, saying Kobach is refusing to send those voters a certificate of registration, which contains information such as their polling location. Kansas lawmakers are feeling pressure to make rules regarding body camera footage because Kansas police departments have different policies on how, when, and if they'll release body camera footage. Recently, the Wichita Police Department waited only hours before releasing video of a deadly shooting that happened after a hoax 911 call. In Topeka, however, police waited 11 weeks to release footage of a deadly September shooting involving officers. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Having trouble understanding your internet connection? Just think of it in terms of water. The size of a water hose determines how quickly you get water, and the same goes for your internet. A garden hose pumps out less water than a fire hose, just like a 5-meg connection loads pages slower than a 20-meg. At the end of your hose is a sprinkler, which is equivalent to your router. If your sprinkler is old and clogged, it can only push out so much water, no matter how big of a hose it's connected to. For best results, be sure your router is up to date. For more questions, check out our website at bluevalley.net.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. An elderly couple arrested in Nebraska last month for carrying 60 pounds of marijuana they described as family Christmas gifts have again been arrested in Nebraska, this time on suspicion of carrying drug money. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that 80-year-old Patrick Juron and his wife, 70-year-old Barbara, were arrested yesterday along Interstate 80 in southeastern Nebraska. They were arrested last month along the same roadway, just two counties to the west. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says that deputies found a duffel bag carrying $18,000 in cash and notes consistent with marijuana sales. When the couple was arrested in York County on December 19th, they said they didn't know it was illegal to transport marijuana through Nebraska. An Omaha banker has been sentenced for misapplying bank funds and forging documents. Court records say that 60-year-old Keith McCormick was sentenced Monday in U.S. District Court in Omaha to 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay restitution of $122,000.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout, you're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Police pursuit of a stolen vehicle in Lincoln Friday night led to the shooting and arrest of a Blue Springs man wanted on a drug warrant. Thomas Sailors Jr., age 35, had stolen an SUV from a Beatrice resident and was spotted at a Lincoln gas station where he struck at least four vehicles and a building, then leading authorities on a pursuit. He was stopped at around 8:20 p.m., suffering from gunshot wounds, and was immediately transported to a Lincoln hospital listed in critical condition. Thomas Sailors Jr. was charged in a Gage County warrant with conspiracy to distribute drugs and had reportedly fled authorities multiple times in the past. An injury accident was reported in Washington County December 19th on Upland Road just north of 15th Road. Jeffrey Wilder of Greenleaf lost control, went off the road, overcorrected, and struck an embankment. He was transported to the Washington County Hospital. Annual Marysville Chamber of Commerce banquet will be Saturday, January 20th, beginning at 6 p.m. at Marysville American Legion. This year, they're focusing on teamwork, hence Team Chamber will be the focus with a tailgating atmosphere. Participants are encouraged to wear their favorite team jerseys and participate in tailgating beginning at 6 with a kickoff at 6:30. The meeting begins at 7:30 at the Marysville American Legion. Outgoing President Jada Ackerman and incoming President James Kroger will conduct the brief meeting. New board members will be introduced. Reservations are due by Friday. The event will be held Saturday, January 20th. Larry D. Zinger, age 69, of Haddam, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Haddam. Burial in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Haddam. Visitation Wednesday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Larry Zinger. Dorothy K. Swearingen, age 82, of Barnes, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Maplewood Cemetery, west of Barnes. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Swearingen.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville Knights of Columbus will host a potato bake Wednesday, January 10th, serving 11 to 7 of Knights of Columbus Hall in Marysville. Baked potatoes with a variety of toppings plus homemade desserts. Knights of Columbus Potato Bake Wednesday, serving 11 to 7 at the Knights Hall in Marysville. Public is welcome.
The Marshall County Arts Cooperative invites you to view award-winning artwork by our local 4-H members at the Purple Ribbon Exhibition on display through January 28th at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Don't miss the chance to meet the artists at a reception Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Purple Ribbon Exhibition, Thursdays 4 to 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4, through January 28th at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com. For northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska, a winter weather advisory is in effect for Thursday morning. High in the upper 50s this afternoon, mainly cloudy. Tonight's cloudy, areas of rain, then freezing rain, before changing over to all snow. Low near 19, a dusting to an inch of snowfall possible. Chance of snow early on Thursday with areas of blowing snow. Increasing sun, high of 22, gusty north winds. Thursday night, areas of blowing snow. Mainly clear, low of 4 above. On Friday, we'll have occasional sunshine developing, high near 23. Friday night, cloudy, chance of snow, low of 3 above. Cooler on Saturday, occasional sun, high near 12. Saturday night, clear to partly cloudy, low of 1 above. High of 27 on Sunday, few sunny breaks. Sunday night, mainly cloudy, low of 7 above. Martin Luther King Day, lots of sunshine, high of 20. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature mid-January, 40, record high in the state 67 in 1902. The average low 20 to record 9 below 0 in 1973. Sunset this evening 5:19, sunrise in the morning at 7:41.
Sniffling and sneezing are signs of a cold, but they could also be indoor allergies. A little help in determining the difference today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Message and data rates may apply.
I care about the food I put into my body.
I care about trying new things.
I care about having time for what I love.
I care about protecting my dietary restrictions without compromising taste.
At Green Chef, we care too. So we offer deliciously nourishing meal kits for every lifestyle. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. All packed with organic ingredients. We care about embracing the adventure that is life. So we offer innovative chef-crafted recipes that will enliven your cooking skills and let you explore flavors from around the world. We care about making time for what you love. So we do the shopping and most of the prep for you and deliver it all to your door. Dinner's ready in about 30 minutes. And we care about making it easy for you to try Green Chef meal kits. So we have something special for you. Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN55 to 543-543. That's FUN55 to 543-543. FUN55 to 543-543.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, January 10th. The 10th day of the year. Rock and Rollers Rod Stewart and Pat Benatar share a birthday. Think you have a cold coming on, or do you merely have allergy symptoms? Here's how to tell the difference. A cold typically produces discolored mucus. Clear nasal secretions are associated with allergies. Chills and body aches are not typical allergy symptoms. If you have those, you most likely have a cold or flu. Any cold symptoms generally run their course in a week to 10 days. Symptoms lasting longer are more likely from allergies. The number one indoor allergy trigger, by the way, is dust mites. And those are most often found in carpeting, bedding, and high humidity areas like the bathroom. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has one remaining 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 pickup. They have the new 2018 models, including 1500 and 2500 models, plus the new Chevy Equinox and Chevy Impala for 2018 are available at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Malik Newman scored a career-high 27 points. Svi McCulloch added 23, and number 12 Kansas staved off an upset bid by Iowa State, pulling away in the 83-78 victory last night. Devontae Graham added 11 points for the Jayhawks, most of those coming in the crunch time when he shook off a 1-for-11 start from the field to knock down three big jumpers. It was the Jayhawks' 12th win over Iowa State in their last 13 tries at Allen Fieldhouse. Again, the final last night, KU over Iowa State, 83-78. Next up for the Jayhawks, they'll play rival Kansas State on Saturday. Former Nebraska linebacker Barrett Rood is returning to the Cornhuskers to coach inside linebackers. Rood was a three-time All-Big 12 selection during his three seasons with the Cornhuskers from 2001 to 2004. Mid-America Network Sports.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams, and our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap.
Pride of the Farm Waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills, well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
The Kansas City Chiefs announced yesterday that head coach Andy Reid has named Eric Bieniemy the club's offensive coordinator. Bieniemy being promoted after serving five seasons under Reid as the Chiefs' running backs coach. Bieniemy will enter his 11th season as a coach in the National Football League in 2018 and his sixth season with the Chiefs, including his time as a player. He's been associated with the NFL for two decades. The Wichita State Shockers getting ready for their first ever matchup against East Carolina tomorrow. tomorrow. WSU enters the game with a 13-2 record, while the Pirates are 7-8. And while this looks to be a game that the Shockers should easily win, Wichita State head coach Greg Marshall isn't looking past an ECU squad that has played better of late. Wichita State and East Carolina take to the court tomorrow evening. Tip-off time is 8 o'clock. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball action tipping off Tuesday in girls' play. Marysville beat Concordia 61-48. Nemahal Central over Wamego 53-33. Clay Center downed Minneapolis 70-32. And Beloit took Chapman 57-54. Other girls' action, Valley Heights over Hanover 64-57. Frankfort beat Donovan West 61-29. Axtell trimmed Wetmore 52-36. Washington County bested Onega 52-19. Blue Valley over Lynn 48-33. Centralia took Clifton Clyde 46-27. In boys' action, Marysville beat Concordia 72-55. Wamego edged Nemahal Central in overtime 67-65. Clay Center beat Minneapolis 52-45. Beloit and double overtime held off Chapman 52-44. Hanover boys beat Valley Heights 79-54. Donovan West over Frankfort 60-45. Wetmore topped Axtell 48-45. Onega took Washington County 40-38. Lynn beat Blue Valley 64-48. Clifton Clyde over Centralia 77-63. In the Mudeckis tournament at Beatrice, Falls City Sacred Heart boys beat Diller O'Dell 52-20. Southern wins over Lewiston 54-35. Southern girls meet HTRS Thursday at 3:30 in the semifinals. Southern boys face Pawnee City at 8 Thursday in the semifinals, both games at SCC.
Marysville Bulldogs got back on the winning track hosting Concordia Tuesday. Marysville Lady Bulldogs win 61-48 in the opener. Going to the line some 40 times, Bulldogs led by Sammy Bartles with 24 points. Sydney Payshawn double figures with 19. As the Lady Bulldogs improved to 8-1, 4-1, Concordia led by Sydney Bergman with 27, falling to 2-6, winless in 5 league starts. In girls action, Marysville 61, Concordia 48. Marysville boys, after a slow start, won the nightcap 72-55, controlling the second half, paced by Gabe Pischel with a standout 33-point performance. Jacob Backus came in off the bench, dropped in 13, as Marysville improves to 7-2, 3-2 in league play. Concordia led by Corbin Monson with 18 points. Dylan Reed was held to 10. Concordia falls to 3-4, 1-3 in the league. Boys play Marysville 72, Concordia 55. Marysville tips off at Wamego Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
With so many hosta varieties in the garden center and catalogs, it's difficult to choose the right ones for your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The American Hosta Growers Association stepped in to help by naming one outstanding variety hosta of the year each year since 1996. Association members select a hosta that's adaptable to all regions of the country, is widely available, and retails for around $15. World Cup is the 2018 Hosta of the Year. It grows about 30 inches high and 40 inches wide. The glowing gold leaves are deeply cupped and corrugated. The leaves stand upright facing the center, showing off the white undersides of the leaves. Pale purple flowers appear in summer. Watch for hummingbirds nectaring on the blossoms. Grow World Cup Hosta in partial to full shade. Keep soil moist throughout the growing season. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
When two different cities in two different states claim to have the body of the same man, well, you know there's going to be a tale to tell.
We won't tell you which place has the story right, but we will share the story nonetheless on this edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me speaking about our trip to Italy August 8th through the 17th. There's still time to join myself and other listeners on an amazing trip and still enjoy preferred pricing as well. We'll be with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Come see Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. Our tour includes the famous Colosseum. You'll come to know the rolling hills, sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis and Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. In Venice, we'll enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island and see the city's famous canals. All along the way, we'll enjoy fabulous Italian cuisine and have the top-of-the-line service throughout the journey. This is Italy, as you always imagine it, so don't miss out. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Don't miss out. Join us today. Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Sheriff Pat Garrett on July 14, 1881. But Sue Land and many others believe there is another side of that story.
It's come out in the last few years that Billy was not killed in New Mexico. There was a deputy marshal there the night of the shooting, and he's the one that told Pat Garrett he'd killed the wrong man. And he filed a report, and nobody bothered to check it or knew anything about it, and it's been there all these years.
Garrett buried the body without letting anyone else see it. Some believe it was actually Billy Barlow, the man who was with Billy the Kid. The grave in New Mexico washed away in a flood in the early 1900s, and the Kid has no known relatives to do a DNA match. Some believe Billy the Kid escaped town that night.
Then he went into Old Mexico, where he stayed for about 3 years before he came back into Texas.
He chased stolen horses for Judge Parker in the Indian Territory. His full-speed gallops through dense brush earned him the name Brushy Bill. He eventually settled in Hico, Texas.
Brushy was known for being a weird cowboy. People always thought he was just a strange old man. So when he and his wife would come into town, he would not allow her to walk beside him. He was always afraid somebody would recognize him and she might get hurt in a crossfire.
Much evidence has been accumulated to back the story. Sue oversees the museum in Hico dedicated to the subject. She admits she was skeptical that Billy the Kid survived all those years.
When I first moved here in the 1990s and I heard all about Brushy Bill and Billy the Kid, I had never heard any of that before. And I went along with it because I'm living here. It really wasn't until when I started reading all the facts that I totally believe he was Billy the Kid.
And you too can see for yourself here at the museum and by watching our TV version of the show by following the American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Hico, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
When you raise your own chickens, the egg yolks might be a darker color. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This doesn't necessarily mean the eggs are healthier. It just tells you what the chickens are eating as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
When you crack open an egg and see a vibrant yellow or orange egg yolk, most people assume that's a sign of a fresh, especially nutritious egg. Jackie Jacob is an Extension Poultry Associate at the University of Kentucky. She says a dark yellow or orange yolk doesn't typically mean it's healthier or fresher. These yolks are higher in beta-carotene, which is a vitamin A precursor. But whether this has biological significance or not is debatable. Jacob says the color of the yolk is a sign of what the chicken
8.
Well, you usually find orangery yolks with chickens raised on pasture with nice lush grass or legumes that they eat. And the pigment, the xanthophylls from that foliage, gets deposited into the yolks, giving it a oranger color.
If your chickens aren't pastured, Jacob says you can supplement their diet to get an orange yolk.
The commercial guys, when they want a darker yolk, they use marigold petals, the powder from it. You can also use dehydrated alfalfa if you don't want to go that route, because you're getting the dry foliage. It still has the pigments in it. So typically a diet high in dehydrated alfalfa will give you darker yolks.
You can also give your chickens treats that are high in xanthophyll, such as carrots, apricots, pumpkins, red cabbage, and the leaves of most green plants. Some chicken breeds that have yellow skin and are fed diets high in xanthophyll will also have darker, more richly colored feet and beaks, because any excess pigment not used to produce eggs is stored. This is why roosters with xanthophyll in their diet tend to have very yellow feet and beaks. Learn more about egg yolk color at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sings my soul, my Savior.
Technology plays a big role in how ag commodities are marketed. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com. Brand new to the shop is the best of tractor tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This 2-DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at ShopFarmJournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at ShopFarmJournal.com.
Technology has a way of leveling the playing field for farmers. Jim Bauer is a commodities broker and head of Bauer Trading in Lafayette, Indiana.
We don't have any bad farmers anymore. They're all good. All the young people are very focused in on technology, more so than older guys like myself. I let the younger guys kind of help me with it. But if you don't follow it, you don't use it, you don't pay attention to it, you'll get left behind.
Technology is as important on the marketing side of agriculture as it is on the production side, says Bauer.
The technology available, the communications that are available, the analysis that's available out of foreign countries does make a huge part of the price determination. So we have to use the technology to stay up with our competition.
In short, says Bauer, times have changed.
From a market standpoint, I miss the old Board of Trade because of the relationships that we have with a lot of the people, but now you get feedback from technology on a second-to-second basis, round the clock, around the world, so you have to really stay on your toes to keep up with it.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Hi, I'm Ken Rogers, and all of us at AgView.net want to thank you for listening and supporting this local radio station. The challenges of today's food, fuel, and fiber production have an effect on all of us. To be informed, stay with this station, an affiliate of AgView.net, as we continue our focus on being reliable and relevant. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News, like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, last year ended up on a good note with the outlook generally positive for livestock and poultry in 2018. That's the forecast from James Robb, the director and senior ag economist at the Livestock Marketing Information Center. But he says there are some concerns surrounding both industries as uncertainty looms around the trade agreements. Domestic demand for beef has increased, with Americans expected to consume about 219 pounds of red meat and poultry this year. That's the largest amount since 2007. Rob says demand increases, quality becomes more important, and beef sells for well more than other products because consumers are willing to pay a premium. But Rob says he doesn't care about the cost of production, won't pay a premium for the product if the quality isn't there. Now, Rob says that the pork industry is considering setting up a grading system similar to beef, because he says beef products compared to pork and chicken has improved dramatically. Pork wants to have grading guidelines like beef to improve their product. Well, for the second straight month, the Purdue University CME Group Ag Economic Barometer dipped lower, coming in with an index of 126 in December. Now, that number, the lowest since March of last year, and the second lowest in 2017. The Index of Current Conditions measures the short-term expectations of farmers. It increased in December to 139. That was the highest number since July of 2017 and the highest number since the survey began collecting data in 2015. But optimism has dipped in future financial expectations as the share of farmers expecting better financial conditions for their farms next year fell 20% from a previous survey, while the share of farmers expecting worse financial conditions over the coming year rose some 30%. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Some pressure on corn now. March corn down 0.75, 3.48 1/4. May down 0.75 at 3.56 1/2. Pressure on Kansas City wheat as well. March down 0.75 at 4.38 1/4. May KC wheat down 0.75 at 4.51 3/4. January soybeans really taking a beating again here the early afternoon hours. Down 9.5 at 9.46 1/4. March beans down 11.5 at 9.52 1/4. Soybean meal and soybean oil are both sharply lower as well. So not good here for corn, wheat, or soybeans. Livestock numbers have been trending downward as well, and that has made it all the way across now. All the months are lower in live cattle and in feeder cattle. February live cattle down 105 at 116.62. April down 97 at 118.55. January feeder cattle down 110 at 144.37. March down 17 at 142.57. So all the later months are lower in live cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs have been bubbling around unchanged, but really started to accelerate losses here about an hour ago. February hogs down 130 at 71.90. April hogs down 142 at 75.35. So having some issues across our ag futures markets here on Wednesday. One of the exceptions is cotton. March cotton is up 135 at 79.70. May cotton up 124 at 79.93. The rally in cotton is continuing. Crude oil is up. February crude is up 37 cents at 63.33. March crude up 32 at 63.19. So some positives for crude oil. Gold is up. February gold up 590 at 1,319.60. And as far as the dollar index is concerned, it's down. March dollar is down 0.300 at 91.96. Market update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mel Hamilton Ford, coming to you from the Big Corn of 119th and West Kellogg. Are you in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Look no further. We've got you covered. With over 1,100 vehicles in stock, I'm sure we'll find the perfect vehicle to fit your wants, needs, and most importantly, your budget. Is your vehicle in need of service? Let our certified trained staff help you with all your needs, from tires, brakes, and batteries to oil changes. Call today or stop by or visit us online at mhford.com. At Mel Hamilton Ford, we care before, during, and after the sale, and that's the Mel Hamilton Ford difference.
The Wichita RV and Outdoor Show is this week, January 10th to the 14th at Hartman Arena. Don't be fooled by pretenders. New year, new show, new venue, but the same one and only Wichita RV. Wichita RV has been selling and servicing recreational vehicles for over 25 years. Shop this year's real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show and take advantage of the best savings of the year on a huge selection of RVs in every price range. And during the show only, get show deals and special show financing. The real Wichita RV and Outdoor Show at Hartman Arena this week only, January 10th to the 14th.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and it looks like the cattlemen and sheep producers are going head-to-head again. They're holding this year's convention on the same dates. I'll talk about it after this message. I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Do you remember the Broadway musical production decades ago of Oklahoma? It was a fun play that pretty much put the cattlemen against sheep producers. But finally, romance put an end to that. But as I look at the year 2018, the cattlemen and the sheep producers are at it again, going head-to-head on the convention date. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association will be holding its annual convention in Phoenix, Arizona on January 31st through February 2nd. And in another of those press releases I mentioned at the beginning of this week, the latest press release from the American sheep industry says their national convention is just around the corner. The American Sheep Industry Association will hold its annual meeting at the San Antonio, Texas Convention Center. And according to Burdell Johnson, Johnson, who is the gentleman who chairs the ASI Young Entrepreneur Committee, they're going to have something for everyone in the sheep industry. The annual convention, said Johnson, provides a forum where every facet of American sheep and wool production come together, from sheep industry researchers to congressional leaders. I have always taken something away from conventions that helps me improve my operation. And while we understand that the cost of attending any convention is a challenge for young and first-time attendees, the information and networking opportunities are tremendously important for those just starting out in the sheep industry. And so to help bring those individuals together and engage them, ASI started the Young Entrepreneur Program more than 3 years ago. And through that program, it offers a $2,000 scholarship toward a single convention registration. Back with the final word after this message.
When you need tires, stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch, for the best value in tires. You see, our everyday prices often beat our competitors' special sale price. Plus, we offer free mounting, balancing, tire rotation, valve stems, and road hazard on quality tires. Don't be misled by so-called sale prices. Stop by your Farmers Cooperative, Mr. Tire Branch today for the best deal on quality tires.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
So remember, it's the sheep growers in San Antonio, Texas, the cattle producers in Phoenix, Arizona, January 31 through February 2nd. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
We don't think much about electricity until it goes out. Caring for livestock can become a life or death situation without it. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Now, get top dollar for your crop with help from the Successful Marketing Newsletter from Successful Farming Magazine and Commodities Advisor Al Kleiss. Go online to successfulmarketing.com/deal to learn more. And month after month, we'll help you reduce your input costs, maximize revenue, plus so much more. Keep your goals on target with weekly email updates and get expanded coverage in the monthly printed issue delivered right to you. The risk of loss in trading futures and or options is substantial, and each investor and or trader must consider whether this is a suitable investment. Past performance, whether actual or indicated by simulated historical tests of strategies, is not indicative of future results. Trading advice reflects good faith judgment at a specific time and is subject to change without notice. There is no guarantee that the advice given will result in profitable trades. Start making more money today. Visit successfulmarketing.com/deal to find out how to subscribe to Successful Marketing today.
How did livestock farmers ever raise their animals in the days before electricity? The way we farm now is much different. Hot water heaters, mechanical ventilation, and electric lights are all items taken for granted until a weather event cuts off the juice. Russ Daly is an extension veterinarian at South Dakota State University. He says many farms have generators that will kick in, but they aren't always fail-safe. You should also have a backup plan for the backup.
So the first thing is just to sit down and ask yourself, what would happen with my barn where I have my pigs, or my barn where we have the calves, or it's calving time and I need to make sure I have some milk replacer for calves or colostrum? All those kinds of possibilities, depending on the time of year and the production status of your farm, when the power outage hits, it might be very different circumstances.
Daly says a common use for electricity on farms in the winter months is supplying water to the animals.
First thing is probably thinking about, okay, how am I going to get water to our animals if we do depend on electric pumps for a water source? Is there a surface source of water that they can use? Are we going to have to, you know, get down there and break some ice for animals to go in and drink water? They can maybe get by with using snow for a temporary water source, but animals that are lactating really need some water.
Vaccines and other medications stored in refrigerators should be treated like food items when the power goes out. Keep the fridge door shut unless absolutely necessary. If the animals require heat, provide deep bedding to keep them warm. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on caring for animals when the power goes out at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Canada's agriculture minister told U.S. farmers over the weekend that the North American Free Trade Agreement and trade overall are essential to the prosperity of NAFTA member nations. Speaking at the 99th Annual American Farm Bureau Federation Convention, Lawrence McCauley, Canada's Minister of Agriculture and Agri-Food, said the main objective is to do no harm to agriculture. He says the must-have success in the NAFTA negotiation is an increase in trade.
We don't want to lay any markers down that if we don't get this, we're not going to do that. The fact is, we are fully aware of the asset that NAFTA has been. What we're doing is making sure that our input does something to increase trade.
McCauley says it was a good sign that President Trump was attending the AFBF event. He says that Canada, Mexico, and the United States need to continue working together to supply food not to just each other, but to the world.
The demand for food is going to be immense. The population is going to be 9 billion in 20-some years. We need to work together. We need to work together more. We work together well, but there's many things, as I indicated when I spoke, the regulatory process and other things that we need to work. And I think it's a continual task to keep working on these issues. But it's important that we work together. And doing that, we will put more money in the pockets of farmers and increase the GDP in all our three countries.
When he was asked about dairy trade between the United States and Canada, he would not say whether Canada would change its domestic dairy support program, as the U.S. dairy industry is demanding.
All I can tell you is, on the dairy side, as I've indicated publicly many times, and I'm sure you know this, is that we have what we consider to be a very stable dairy industry.
He says their support for dairy is fair and no different than support for other commodities by other countries. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, you know, cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right, less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner. Someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233 and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233 or find us online at CropQuest.com.
KNDY.